Just days before the Cloverdale Junior Hockey Club was set to begin its inaugural season in the Pacific Junior Hockey League, the league ripped their red carpet and ceremonial first puck drop out from under them. PJHL Commissioner Trevor Aalto sent out an email noting the team would not play their inaugural season and that all players on the Cloverdale roster were available to play for other clubs. The team's operations were suspended, their schedule was cancelled, and the expansion squad was scrubbed from the PJHL website. And while a massive fight is underway, which includes a court case and a lot of hard feelings, the kids are now caught without a place to play and very few options to go to other teams this late in the process. And a lot of the kids on the team are former Cloverdale Colts. Some of whom wanted to finish out their junior careers at home. A source close to the situation said the PJHL suspended Cloverdale's operations related to the failure of the PJHL to move into two leagues, both Junior A Tier 1 and Junior A Tier 2, something that was announced earlier this year. "This is a massive fight among owners over this Tier 1 and Tier 2 stuff," said the source, who spoke on condition of anonymity. "And they've put the kids in the middle." The vote to approve the change failed at summer league meetings. The news of that vote seems to have been swept under the rug by the PJHL, no announcements, no release, nothing on their website about the failure of such a big vote. Apparently that vote failed to achieve a league-mandated, two-thirds majority and came out 8-7. On one side there are the owners that wanted the Tier 1, Tier 2 split trying to take out their frustration with the vote on the owners that wanted to prevent the split, the source indicated. Repeated attempts by this newspaper to get answers from the PJHL have fallen on deaf ears at the league office. Trevor Aalto, league commissioner, has not even acknowledged the Cloverdale reporter's emails. And while Cloverdale's chances to play are faint, the players are still practicing and clinging onto hope by their fingernails. "We just want to play," said Zach Johns. He grew up in Cloverdale, played for the Colts and learned to skate in the barn. Coming over from the White Rock Whalers to finish out his junior career at home was a dream come true. "I've been playing hockey for as long as I can remember," John said. "I grew up playing in the Cloverdale Arena with a lot of the guys on this team. And to get that chance to play there again now, with some of those guys, is a privilege." Ben McLeod grew up playing in Cloverdale too. His junior career took him to Ontario to play goalie for a club out there. As a 20-year-old, he was heading into his last year in junior hockey when his club back east offered to trade him to a contender. "I turned that trade down to come here," McLeod revealed. "When I found out Cloverdale was going to have a junior team, I was like, wow. It was an opportunity to come home and play with some of my friends." He said he couldn't pass up the opportunity to come back to his hometown to help build a new junior program. Ryder Birch found himself without a hockey home in the latter half of last season after getting released from Langley. Then White Rock Whalers head coach Brian Gemmell put him on the practice roster. When Cloverdale was announced, Gemmell told Birch to come to Cloverdale. "It was a great opportunity and I was all for it," said Birch. "So far, it's been great and I just really hope that it pans out. Last year, getting released and trying to find a spot to play was hard. And this kind of feels like the same thing again. It's starting to kind of unravel and it's not a great feeling." All the kids have come from every imaginable hockey path. They found a home, or so they thought, and things have been going great, including two good preseason wins. "It's been stressful and bittersweet," Birch explained. "We still practice. We still work out. We still have a good time with each other, but then there's that lingering feeling that we might not have a season. This decision has left a full roster of players, along with our families and community, devastated. We made financial, school, and work commitments based on this season, and the sudden cancellation has taken away opportunities for development and future pathways in hockey. If the team does fold, the kids will likely have nowhere to play hockey with minor, zone, and other junior teams already with full lineups." Johns is a 20-year-old as well. Even though he only has 1 year left, he too wanted to help build up his hometown team. The players said the league told them they are being shut down because of some problem with paperwork and licensing issues. Co-workers have asked me what's going on and I don't even know, said Birch. We haven't gotten a straight answer. They've heard a lot of rumors about the Tier 1, Tier 1 fight, but don't want to say anything as the matter is before a judge. The players say everyone on the team is confused about what is really going on. We were getting ready to play, said Calvin Bright. We were practicing Tuesday night and getting ready to play our first regular season game on Thursday and it all got cancelled. It's just all frustrating, added McLeod. We just want to play hockey. This should be about hockey and the players. The barn was also packed for the club's first two exhibition games. John said the support from both the Cloverdale community and the Cloverdale Minor Hockey Association has been phenomenal. There's a lot of good players coming out of Cloverdale, Johns added. It makes total sense to have a junior team, which is just more reasoning why this debacle makes no sense. Cloverdale absolutely deserves a junior team. The players are asking everyone to do three things. 1. Sign the petition on change.org to get the team reinstated. 2. Contact Mayor Brenda Locke to ask the city to help. And 3. To email PJHL Commissioner Trevor Alto and ask him to reinstate the team. Alto can be reached via talto@pjhl.net and Mayor Locke can be reached through surrey.ca. A link to the petition can be found on cloverdalereporter.com. No matter how the court case goes, the league will not win the PR side of this, added Johns. This whole community is with this team.